Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to you all. This is the Business Day Spotlight, your destination for African business made simple. My name is Mudiwa Kabaza, and for today, we are at MTN, and we're going to be talking to one or two of the winners of the just-held Africa Pachi Panda Challenge, and they have been doing these workshops for the last day or two, coming up with sustainable solutions to some of the big problems and challenges in Africa. And getting some solutions and business models around them. And we just saw and witnessed some of the pitching competition through today, and we're going to be talking today with the winner, that is Afopezi Moses, who is from AgriFish. He is actually from Cameroon, and he is the winner for today. And we're going to get a sense of what does this mean, the solution that he's come up with, and what this win means to him. Mr. Moses, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, sir. I'm grateful. I'm honored by this great opportunity.
All right, so let's get into the main thing. You've just won the Pachi Panda Challenge, that's the Africa one. You won it your own country level, that's the Cameroon level. Then you came here, now you've competed on the Africa level, you're the winner. Let's start with this. We talk to a lot of startups on this platform, so we are used to hearing about the pitch. So what is the elevator pitch for AgriFresh?
Yeah, so AgriFresh is a solar-powered IoT cold storage preservation technology. We are building in a very remote community where there's no electricity in Cameroon, known as Fumbot. In this community, we are building AgriFresh, a solar-powered IoT cold storage preservation technology to enable smallholder farmers extend the shelf life of their perishable crops, like tomatoes, from 5 days over 21 days. So the problem or the whole idea stems from my mom's personal story, who was like, she was a farmer in this particular locality, and she had difficulties preserving her crops after she had harvested. We noticed that like 40% of her crops usually go to waste. She was doing all of this to send us to school, and at the end of the day, she could not really keep up with this activity, and she had to abandon. So after this very turbulent moment, I returned to this community to solve this problem using AgriFresh. So the whole idea is a cold store where we enable smallholder farmers to store their fresh produce on a pay-as-you-store model. And in addition to it, we have like a platform which helps them showcase their crops once they've stored. This in return helps them to easily sell, not just in Cameroon. We'll be looking at the African continent, how they can equally export, selling across borders. Mm-hmm. Just making sure that they contribute to food security, because at the level of Africa, we constantly hear people talk of import substitution. Even in Cameroon, we have our president who constantly speaks of import substitution. Yeah. Like the difficulty we have consuming what we produce, we are constantly importing. Mm-hmm. So we are promoting more of like what we produce right now in Cameroon, made in Cameroon products. Yeah. And as such, we just thought of a project which could really promote made in Cameroon products. And that's where the whole idea of AgriFresh stemmed.
When did you start? And the other thing I was quite curious about is, how did you come up with the solution? I was watching your presentation, you know, earlier in the day, but one of the main things I was just wondering is, what made you go the way that you went? Why didn't you maybe try a different type of solution?
Okay, so first, why we tried, the question is why we tried AgriFresh, right?
Yeah.
Why we tried AgriFresh is simply because last year I traveled to Morocco for a climate conference.
Yeah.
I was in this conference with so many other youths from different countries working on climate smart agricultural solutions. I was like, wow, what's happening? And we are left behind Cameroon. I mean, we are not doing anything in respect to this field. And with that idea in mind, since January 2024, I was like, Moses, when you return back, you're going to work on a project in relation to this. I don't know, you might not be targeting maybe post-harvest loss of tomato or maybe any other crop, but at least you should build a climate smart agricultural solution. Mm-hmm. And as such, when I returned, one thing that's really sparked my journey is the fact that I constantly set milestones, I set objectives. And when I came back, I spoke about it on LinkedIn. I made a post and I was like, in some few months, I'll be building AgriFresh. making sure that farmers earn more from their crops. And here we today, we've started with a pilot project. We have a project we're currently working on. We are currently building one cold store, and we believe with the funds we should receive from this competition will enable us to scale across Cameroon, and why not the African continent in some years to come.
Is Pachipanda the first competition you've entered?
I've won several competitions.
Okay, yeah.
It's been a tough journey. I remember I started, I'm an edtech startup.
Yeah.
I have an edtech startup known as Scholar, which exists in the market. And we've been touching over 10,000 students in Cameroon. All of these solutions are from problems which I faced as a student.
Yeah.
I was in a community where we didn't have like the privileges every normal human being would have, access to electricity, access to education. Even the war crisis in the northwest and southwest of regions of Cameroon really disrupted every activity we were carrying on in that region. My parents and I had to migrate to the central region in Cameroon.
Yeah.
And as such, when I was in Yaoundé, I was like, I should start working on projects to meet the needs of those who are still in these communities, who don't have the means to leave that community. And so I built Scholar, a platform. I think in 2022, we won MTN Yellow Digital Talent Competition organized by MTN.
Yeah.
I was just a student
yeah.
in the university and we won the first prize.
Yeah.
And since then, I've won several awards. GTEC, I've been to Morocco representing Cameroon for the African Youth Climate Hub and African Youth Sustainable Development Conference. I recently won Camtel Blue Tech Challenge with AgriFresh. I won, in fact, it's just been so much.
Mm-hmm. So given the fact that you are, I think somewhere down the line, they will call you a serial entrepreneur because you're starting all of these businesses. You've identified a number of problems, you know, that you are now, you've come up with solutions for. You did the one around being the problems you faced as a student. You, right now with AgriFresh, you're talking about mother and trying to get more value for the farmers. What else is on your... what else is on your mind?
I don't know. I have two main passions. Since my secondary school, I've had two main things in mind.
Yeah.
Build a project in the field of education
yeah.
and build another one for farmers. The whole idea behind education was just like a non-profit, like I created a non-profit model where I don't get money, but at least I create value and make sure that those who are facing difficulties in the English-speaking regions of Cameroon get access to education. That was the whole idea. And then later on, I was like, okay, since we're not getting money with Scholar, at least I should build another project which can enable us to get some funds to fund the other projects. And so for now, I really don't have any other project in mind. My whole mind is focused on scaling AgriFresh
yeah.
and equally the edtech platform which we are currently running in Cameroon known as Scholar.
So you've got those two projects. You've got AgriFresh, you've got Scholar working to expand. How have you funded the businesses?
Okay, coming back to Scholar, I started that project as a student. I was just a student in the university. And I started coding. I was a telecom engineer, but I learned coding on my own just in year one. You know, passion is one thing which once it's burning in you, you just want to look for ways to express it.
Yeah.
And as such, I had like that burning desire to create change. And I just started learning coding on my own. I started coding and I started getting past questions, solutions, toting notes from teachers in school. I would go to them or disturb them. I'll ask them, please, I really want to solve a problem which other people are facing in the remote regions. How can you help? And they'll provide videos, they'll provide content, studio notes.
It's a very good one. And I'm quite inspired, you know, by you, your example, what you go to do, because a lot of people work selfishly. You know, they look at something and they want to do something for themselves. But you are looking at how do you create change for other youths, for the country, and all of that. Something that I want to know from you, what is the culture like? Maybe you could give us a look inside Cameroon. What is the culture like amongst the youth? Are people like yourself, is that something that's common? Are there lots of people coming up with solutions?
Yeah. So this is how Cameroon is structured. We have the English and the French speaking Cameroon, but
yeah.
they all came together at some point in time and we are united. So the English-speaking Cameroon always like, we have what we call Silicon Mountain, just like the Silicon Valley in the US. So
yeah.
we have so many youths there who are constantly innovating, who are constantly trying to bring out ideas.
Yeah.
And I would say the demography of Cameroon is mostly, youths are really interested in, I would say, politics.
Mm.
Yeah, but a greater number is interested too in technological innovation. So you have so many platforms, you have so many people who are trying to build new projects, but we have this difficulty, which is that of scaling, which is that of taking a project out of Cameroon and like scaling it to other continents, scaling it to other African countries. And when I'm speaking of like tech innovations, I always draw inspiration from one person, Jean Lobert. He's like the founder of Waspito, a telemedicine startup in Cameroon, helping people who don't have access to medical services in their rural communities to get access to medical services on a platform. So they get to consult on that platform. And so his approach to innovation in Cameroon is really worth commendable, because he's been able to scale to about three countries, calling in three countries. And so we really look up to that particular icon in Cameroon. And yes, so I would say we have so many youths who are interested in innovations, but one thing which really hinders us is the fact that we don't yet have those facilities to really scale our projects. We don't have the funding, we don't have incubation centers. We do have incubation centers, but they're poorly managed. And as such, it makes the startup ecosystem extremely difficult to scale. So many startups, so many people have ideas, but before it turns to 1 year, it dies automatically. Yeah, so it's really difficult, but we have so many youths passionate about innovation in Cameroon, especially in that part of Cameroon known as Silicon Mountain, Southwest Cameroon.
Speaking of the youth, tell us about the people that you're working with on AgriFresh.
Okay, so the people I'm working on with AgriFresh, I somehow, since at two startups, I made sure that like we have like a clear difference. We have other people who are on Scholar, I'm on
Also,
Scholar
it's
with
not
them.
the same people.
Yeah, it's not really the same people. So I had another team running AgriFresh. And so on AgriFresh, we are five of us right now. I have Etokounga Justin, who is like the co-founder, and he's the CTO. I have Dekohawu, Christy. She's based in Turkey. She's an architect. She's the one who does most of some of those designs you saw. And I have a couple of other team members who are part of this project with whom I'm working on. And equally in that particular community, because as I mentioned, I'm based in the central region of Cameroon. I just travel kilometers to go and implement this project and just do follow-up at the end of the day. So we have two people who are in charge of just managing the cold store and making sure that everything is going on perfectly.
One of the questions I remember when I was just observing the presentation earlier on, one of the questions that I remember that was asked, and maybe you could expand on it now, is the people that are using your solution in your pilot project right now, who are they, and what does the access to technology look like?
The people who are using our project right now, we are targeting smallholder farmers, farmers and traders. So one thing we noticed is with AgriFresh, the whole idea was proximity to the farmer. We wanted to bring the solution close to the farmer. But one thing, or the difficulty we faced, was many farmers already have they have their mindset. They're just like, okay, once we've harvested our tomato, since we know it gets rot, it's easy for us to just harvest and we send directly. If we have a means to send directly to the market, we send so that it doesn't stay at the farm level. So when we went with our solution, explained to them that, yeah, we were going to build AgriFresh and it's going to enable you to store your tomatoes, they would not believe, right? And so it was really difficult. So at some point, since we had two entry points, either the farm or the market, we decided to try with the market. Because at the level of the market, it's easier, I would say, because they sell tomato in bulk. And as such, every single day, these wholesalers have tomato in stock, which they don't sell. So they are compelled to come and store in our cold store to just come back to carry the next morning. Yeah, so that's what we're currently doing. But I think with time, I think sensitization, we'll be able to change the mindset. With time, we'll be able to do that.
I also hope that you'll be able to change some of those mindsets. I think that's one of the most difficult things when you're putting together, you know, how things go. One of the things that I want to maybe end off when it comes to today's discussion is, how do you see yourself progressing from this point? You've already spoken about the fact that you are looking at how do you scale your two businesses. But the thing that I'm most curious about is, firstly, what solutions you've already found that competitions are a good one of the ways that you can help to keep things running.
Project.
Yeah. Are there any other funding avenues that you're exploring? That's one. And then two, what are you doing to help to break the mindsets that you're talking about? Because breaking the mindsets is going to help you with the adoption and all. Yeah.
Okay, I'll start with AgriFresh, the project which won Banshee Panda Challenge. With AgriFresh, what we're looking at doing is, first, we are providing, as I mentioned in my pitch, we're providing this solution on a pay-as-you-store model, right? The farmer doesn't really feel it. He doesn't really feel the difficulty of paying maybe $3 to store 50 kilograms of tomatoes.
Right.
Otherwise, if you don't store that, trust me, the thing we're telling them is, if you don't do that, you'll be losing up to 25% of your tomato daily.
Yeah.
Right? So they don't have any choice rather than storing. And following our financial projections, we noticed that in 6 months, though with that $3, in 6 months, we're able to make up to $6,000.
Yeah.
As we use $6,000 in trying to implement this project. And so in the next 6 months, we can be able to break even.
Yeah.
So it'll be easy for us. And at the same time, avenues like this is a perfect opportunity to meet investors.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the journey is not going to end yet.
Yeah.
Probably other people who have seen the project, who have heard me speak, will come back to me, ask me how we can work together. And I'm open for collaboration and equally for people who are interested in funding our projects to scale across the African continent.
Mm-hmm.
And then for Scholar, precisely, it's been really difficult when it comes to EdTech. When it comes to EdTech, it's really difficult because if you're targeting the customer, which is the student does not really have money at all times to pay for the solution. And as such, you need to maybe target the parents. And there's a difficulty which comes at that level. And so what we do with our business model for Scholar is simply that we organize Olympiads. So we have a section on the platform. We're giving out the resources for free
to
get access to the content online for free.
Yeah.
But now when it's time for exams, like when they're preparing the end of year exams,
we
equally have teachers now who set these exams on the platform and they get to pay for the exams in order to take them. And that's how we get to make money on Scholar.
Okay.
And at the same time, we're equally exploring other sources of funding.
So that's how we end off. It has been a really great discussion just talking to Afopezi Moses about AgriFresh and also some of his other businesses such as Scholar. And he says that for now, these are the two that he's looking at and focused on. They've been areas of passion. And for now, he's going to be focusing on how do you scale these businesses. He identified a couple of challenges that they are looking at. Firstly, is funding. Secondly, is changing some of the mindsets around technology. But you also have to improve some of the access to the technology as well. And then thirdly, how do you break out of Cameroon so that you can expand your business into other countries? Those are some of the problems that he's looking to solve. Started off with the problem around what his mother faced, and then looking at how do you give the solution to the farmers so that they can extend the life of the crops that they have, so that things don't, I think he said some of these farmers are losing 25% of their crop per day by not storing it adequately. So they've provided that solution. Looking forward to seeing how Mr. Moses was going to progress. I'll be keen to catch up with him later on just to see how things go. But for now, that's been it. Mr. Moses, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much, sir. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to continue sharing more about our project and what we're building in Cameroon. Thank you, sir.
And that's been it for this edition of the Business Day Spotlight. Remember that you can find our latest podcast on Business Live. That's under the podcast Business Day Spotlight tab on Twitter with hashtag BD Spotlight. And remember that you can review and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, wherever you choose to get your pods casted. Thank you to our amazing team. Our producer is Paige Muller. I've been Mudiwa Gavaza of the Business Day and Financial Mail, and this has been another edition of the Business Day Spotlight, which is a multimedia live production. So from myself and the rest of the team, it is good evening, good afternoon, and good morning.